Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is a trash talking Tuesday. And I'm trashing Rob G, DJ Alex Tyshert, and Rob Parker. And here's why. Because last week we did a shop talk. And you all said that everything in the dollar store is a dollar. You said that Dollar Tree starting to have stuff above a dollar is just terrible. It's wrong. It's un-American, all that. And guess what? I went to a dollar store today in the mall to pick up some eye shades. Eye blinders, you know, when you sleep. And they were $2, $1.99 to be exact. In a dollar store.
I would have refused them. I would never go back to that store.
My point, Rob Parker and Rob Guerra and Alex Tyshert, is that you were wrong. You were either wrong or lying. I told you. Everything in the dollar store is not a dollar.
That's what it's supposed to be, a dollar. That's why they call it a dollar store.
Are they supposed to sell trees? Is it the Dollar Tree? Does it have to sell trees?
It ain't a tree store. It's a dollar store.
No, but it says Dollar Tree. By your logic, see? That's what I'm talking about.
What do you need blinders to sleep for? Just go to sleep. Close your eyes.
I'm sleeping a lot during the day now because, you know, my schedule.
You need to block out the sun.
Yes. Although, I'll say this. I did get used to them. You know, sometimes you fly and they give them to you. I've gotten used to them, and I like them. I got to be honest, Rob. You ever tried them?
I've had a couple of beer goggles that I've slept with after the fact, but that's it.
On that note, let us get into the topic.
Come on, Chris. All right,
Rob.
Can't give me no way.
Everything's not funny.
I'm dying, Rob. See me? You can see me.
Yeah.
Right in here, where it counts. Yeah. I'm cracking up in here. Oh, it's hilarious. I mean, I'm going bananas inside. You just can't see it.
Whatever.
Or hear it. All right, Rob, we talked about it. We're all excited. It's only a few moments away. The Red Sox and the Yankees, American League wild card game. But let's, you know, we're on to the second season. But let's not forget the first season, right?
Yeah.
Let's not forget the regular season. We got an MVP. We got MVPs to name. We got Cy Young Award winners to name. But we're going to focus right now on a couple of guys. One who I think is going to definitely win the AL MVP. I think you agree. And that is Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. But let's hear, Rob. You're with Shohei's winning it, right?
Yeah, no.
The
I
AL MVP.
That.
Okay. Here's what his manager, Joe Maddon, said. Rob G, can you read this quote?
Yeah, we would have had the sound, but apparently this radio program hasn't published audio since 2020. So tough scene for that one. But
is that right?
Joe Maddon was on AM 830's Roger Lodge show, which is the home of the Angels.
Roger Lodge, wasn't he that TV?
Yeah, from
Dave?
Blind Date back in the
Blind
day.
Blind Date, right?
Now he hosts a sports radio show with the Angels.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Yeah, Roger Lodge.
Is that a movie, Blind Date?
No, it was a TV show.
Oh, because there was a movie, I think, that I went to see way back.
Well, in any event.
Yes, Roger Lodge. Go ahead.
Joe Maddon was asked about Shohei Ohtani, presumptive MVP. Here's what he said, quote, "To indicate or even suggest that he is not the MVP is ridiculous. How do you not reward somebody that's had the best year in the history of Major League Baseball with the ultimate reward for individual achievement, which would be the AL MVP? It's staggering to watch every day, and he does it with a lot of joy for the game. He is the AL MVP. Anybody else should not get a first place vote."
Mm.
You're talking about the best year in the history of the game.
He sounded like Chris Broussard a few weeks ago. Rob, you did suggest that someone else should get the MVP award. How you like them apples?
He's not going to be unanimous, and you need to stop because
he should. Should he be?
You know where Shohei is tonight, Chris, when the playoffs started? He's at home!
Same place Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Okay.
He's
at home. And I know Vladimir Guerrero Jr., you can say the same thing, Chris. He's at home!
Yes, I could. And
I will. The Blue Jays
Trout, all of them cats.
Oh, at home, okay. But there will be people going to vote because certain guys have played in bigger games that mattered all year. I'm not here to discount Shohei, Chris. The only way I said
sounds like it.
No. The only way I said he wouldn't win it was what? Come on now. I never said he wouldn't.
If Vlad Jr. got the Triple Crown, which he
didn't.
That's
the only.
But even then, Rob, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Triple Crown is a lot more common than a dude being an ace and hitting 46 homers.
Yeah, but a Triple Crown, there's only been four of them since 1947. Only four people.
How many
have
guys
done it
since 1947
since
have
1947.
Been a great pitcher and hitter?
Well, that's that.
But I'll wait.
Right. Okay. Chris, he batted .252. Let's not make it like he had an
all-world
season.
First of all, batting average isn't quite what it used to be. You know that.
It's funny because Vlad hit .321 and batting average doesn't matter. But Shohei batted .252. It ain't like he's a Cy Young Award when he had a 3.18 ERA. He picked
five. That's nice.
I'm not trying to discount him.
What was his record?
I don't
10 and 2, was it?
9-2, I think. I don't want to sound like I'm discounting him. But when you look at these guys, I'm telling you, I'd rather be Aaron Judge than to be Shohei or Fernando Tatis. He had a big season, and he played meaningful games all year long. He was under pressure. Shohei didn't have – you know what his first big at-bat was, Chris? The first time he got up when everybody's record was 0-0. That first game was under the gun. A week later, the Angels are out of it, and none of the games mattered. Oh, yeah, challenge him.
No, stop.
You know
that.
What? The
stop
Angels
that
are down 6-0. We could challenge him. We don't have to pitch around him. Challenge him. It's 6-0. And my point is, when you get your runs and home runs and when you do it should matter compared to a guy who played basically and didn't face any pressure, any adversity at all year long.
No pressure.
There was no pressure.
He pitched and he hit. That's not pressure. Every stadium you go to on the road, they are coming to see you. Do both of those things. That's no pressure. Stop it, Rob. You know that is foolishness. And Barry Bonds, 7-time MVP. You know how many postseasons he played in? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In his entire career, he only made the playoffs 7 times. And a lot of those times, they got bounced early. And so, it's different in baseball. You know this. And look, okay, so basically you're saying this. You would have rather had Aaron Judge's season, you know, with the team success, right? Making the playoffs.
Right. Well, the Yankees made the playoffs, right. And they played in big games, and he had big hits. All I'm saying is Shohei's are a little shallow.
No,
hollow.
They're not.
Or hollow.
No, they're not.
The right word.
I mean, you know how many superstars in baseball have missed the playoffs. Hall of Famers who didn't make the playoffs very often. And their numbers weren't shallow. They made it to the Hall of Fame. Shohei Ohtani, I'm going to be honest with you. I would rather have Shohei Ohtani's season than Aaron Judge.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
And be home for the playoffs?
Yep. Because Judge, what if Judge goes home tonight? What if they lose tonight? You had one extra game? Does that change your mind?
No.
He was one
playing
extra
for
game.
Something all year is my point. That's the part that's impressive, Chris, is that the last 9 games, they played teams that they played the Red Sox, who were in the playoffs. They played the Rays, who were in the playoffs. And they played Toronto, who just missed the playoffs. So they were playing games that mattered. Who knocked in the game-winning run to send the Yankees on walk-off fashion and sent them to the playoffs? It was Aaron Judge. Yes.
There's no way. Shohei Ohtani did something that hasn't been done since the legendary Babe Ruth. Think about that. We are going to remember this forever. He may have changed the game of baseball. He may have changed the game of baseball. I'm sorry. There is no way I would rather have Aaron Judge's season this year. And I get it. You want to win the World Series. But let's keep it real. Dudes also want to shine individually. Baseball is an individual sport that's a team sport.
I know. It's very weird.
Right?
It really is because they're not interconnected like what other people are doing. You know what
right.
I mean? Like it's like different. For football, you need blockers. You need other people that have to do something. And you could do what your job very well and still don't win.
Precisely. So I can't blame Ohtani because they didn't get the pitching elsewhere or they didn't get the hitting elsewhere. Man, Rod, come on. This dude, if Aaron Judge, now, if they win the World Series, you've got an argument. You've got an argument. But even so, I still would rather have Ohtani's season.
Let me ask
Real
you
talk.
This. Is there a difference to you between batting in games, Chris, that you know, like you're out of the playoff? Like, do you think that people pitch the same way or is the same pressure when if you lose, you could be out of the, you know what I mean? You could be out of the playoff hunt or compared to
right.
You're out of it and I could just go up there and take my swings and swing for the fences because it's not about winning and losing. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, obviously there's more pressure when you're in meaningful games, right?
Okay.
If you lose, you go home. If you lose ground. You know, you might not make the playoffs, all that. I give you that. But, Rob, everybody out there, even if you're playing a horrible team or if you're on a horrible team, guess what? You're playing for a contract. You're playing to make the all-star team. You're playing to, you know, be maybe an award winner. So you still have to play well. I can't go out there and say, oh, this team I'm playing is terrible. They're in last place. I'm not going to throw my best. No, I still have to pitch well because my future depends on how I perform. You see what I'm saying?
No,
the pressure I give you, but, you know, it's not like dudes are out there, you know, not trying because they don't have a chance to make the playoffs or their opponent doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs. And imagine the pressure that was on Ohtani mentally and physically, Rob.
I get it. And what he did was incredible. But I just think it's easier to hit Chris when the game is not on the line. I really do. And I'm not saying that it's automatic that you're going to get a hit or hit a home run or do something. But there's a big difference coming up in the bottom. It was like that White Sox. Remember the game in Iowa where you come up in the ninth yep. inning and you're down in the game against the White Sox that mattered for the Yankees and you get big hits and home runs? Yeah, like there is definitely a difference. And oh my God, already.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Listen closely. Whose regular season, whose season, I should say, would you rather have Aaron Judge's and you're alive in the playoffs or Shohei Ohtani's and you go home for the offseason early? All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're dealing with a dead battery, you know what to do. Head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, Rob.
Did you see Stanton's at bat, Chris?
Yeah, it was the longest single I've seen all year.
Yeah, I thought it was out when it left the bat.
Right,
I thought
right. It was bounced out. Off that wall and helped the Red Sox. Yep. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Whose season would you rather have? Now, remember, in not just regular season. Judge is still playing, Aaron Judge. So would you rather have Aaron Judge's season and keep playing or Shohei Ohtani's and be in the history books forever?
All right, let's kick it off with Kurt in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kurt?
Kurt.
Hey,
Kurt, can you?
Hey,
yep.
I'm thinking that Ohtani's the best thing you could do right there. As a former minor league player, I'll tell you what, I take that individual stat. It's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. You'll never guarantee you could ever do it again. Judge, you know, yeah, it's great to go on to the playoffs, but that opportunity will present itself much right. more than this individual stat. I mean,
hey, I totally agree. Totally.
Kurt, let me ask you this. I want to ask you one more thing, Kurt. I'm not going to let you talk.
Yep.
You played in the minor leagues. You know how hard it is to hit a baseball and all that. Tell
Absolutely.
Me, am I wrong about the difference between playing in games where your team's out of it, where pitchers are more apt to challenge you maybe, whereas if you're playing in games that matter, it's a little different. Am I wrong on that or not?
No. Sports guys, any player in any sport, they have an ego. You're not going to beat me, the pitcher's thinking, and the batter's like, I'm going to beat you. So the competition is always there. I don't think there's ever a time – a guy's going to let up because whatever he does, it affects his stats for the year. And as you know, baseball people are nuts about stats.
Right.
So I don't think that would ever happen. I really don't. If they do, I think there's something wrong with that player personally.
But you don't think there's pressure like playing in a game where you could not make the playoffs compared to a guy whose season, you know, they're playing out the string the last 20. Can't you take more chances? Can't you guess hit more? Can't you, you know what I mean? Like, do stuff like that?
Yeah, you can. You know, there's a point of desperation that's involved there, too. You know, you do take chances. You do things that you normally wouldn't do. And that goes for both sides, pitcher okay. or hitter. You know, right. even the coaches, as far as managing, you'll notice they're going to do different things from the norm.
I'd argue this too, Rob.
We appreciate your knowledge, Kurt. Thank you.
When you go to the park and you know the game means something, I think there's also potentially a level of adrenaline that you won't have, you know what I mean, when you're out of it. So
right.
I think it could, yes, there's clearly more pressure.
You know what I
but
mean.
But you also right. might okay. be a little more focused and zeroed in too.
Compared. All right, Chris in Virginia Beach. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
Good. I would take Ohtani. I think, first of all, he didn't have anybody around him to protect him in that lineup. And,
good point.
You know, I heard you talk about pressure and everything. One thing a lot of people don't realize, he's got the national media here because no one would really care about the Angels with Trout not playing. But he's also got the national media from his homeland mm-hmm. where they're in there constantly talking about him. And, you know, these guys are going to want to not get shown up by him.
No, okay. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
And
I agree.
And they do cover him, Chris.
Oh, yeah, time. Rob. You know they that. Cover sports here. You know that. NBA, yeah. baseball. Yeah, they cover it big time.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The Asian press is all over. When Matsui was with the Yankees, you remember they had 20 strong, I mean, covering him. Will, in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, big fans of both of you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, man, look, I'm a family guy first, man. So I definitely take Ohtani because I want to set myself up for one of those 10 years you'll regret it when I'm old contracts. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure that the kids and the grandkids are fed first, and then we can go get one
of those. I think they both deals gonna get that.
Like Tatis got at 22 years old, $300 million, right?
He could actually be great that whole contract.
Yeah, he has a chance because he's so young.
Right.
I could buy 5 rings with that. So it's all good.
Right. All right. There it is.
Yep.
Hey, all right. Much appreciated, though, fellas.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you, man. All right, we got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, coming up in a minute.
Chris, I want to hear his take on Urban Meyer, too, like as a front office when this comes down, like what conversations are being had now. And, and if you're the general manager, how important they have to listen to the players, you know what I mean, and what's going on.
No, I agree. So we'll get into that with Randy Mueller in a few minutes. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. You hear him here every Tuesday. Our friend, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
What's up?
Doing great, guys. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good to have you. Okay, you were a great front office man, as we said, Executive of the Year. This Urban Meyer situation.
My.
How would you handle that as whether GM, president, you know, whatever? Like there have been reports, Randy, I'm sure you've seen them, that they're having internal discussions in Jacksonville about what's going on with Urban Meyer. What do you think they're talking about, and how would you handle this?
Well, it's a hard one because there's really no boss that he reports to, right, other than Shad Khan, the owner. So I don't think the GM's in the middle of it. Maybe the owner's son is involved. I've heard he has a big voice in the building. It's hard to say what the communication is about, other than this really is about Urban not coming back with the team and then suspending the meeting yesterday with the team. So there's some internal things that affected the players, and it's really not his first notch of credibility being at stake since coming on board, as you guys know. So the credibility has been waning. I know this, having spent 30 years around NFL players, you don't have to slip up much for them to come after you a little bit. And it's understandable in this case, and I just don't know if they think he has their best, has their back, I should say. And that's a hard one. So if there is discussions, it may be about cause. It could be about, negotiating an out at some point. I don't know. I think that's getting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit, but it sure is ugly, and it's something you wouldn't want to have to deal with. 0-4 is bad enough, but now this makes it really a hard situation to be involved in.
Let me ask you about his judgment since he got there. The Chris Doyle hire, which was just, why go down that road, right, with a guy who just got fired and just had all these ugly things said about him and whatnot. Then he brings in a 34-year-old Tim Tebow who's never played tight end. I mean, it's just Randy, what do you like? It's misstep after misstep, and then, you're going to preach character and not being the guy who distracts, be a distraction for the team, and then you go out into a public place and do that.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. And not only did he hire Chris Doyle, who I know, Chris, and he probably is a good strength coach, but it's the way he defended it, right?
I did
my checking. I did my background checks. And then a day later, he ends up firing him. So he made himself look bad there. Obviously, the Tim Tebow thing didn't work out. Another credibility hit. Really, and really, I care about only the credibility in the locker room. And both those were big hits. You know, I just think sometimes high ego, low awareness, that's a fatal flaw. That's a hard thing to overcome, you know. And I even take the comment, if you guys remember, when he commented to Vic Fangio a couple weeks ago after they played Denver about, hey, the NFL is like playing Alabama every week. No kidding. Did he not know that till now?
Right.
That just told me his awareness wasn't there. Anybody could tell you that. It's hard. We don't get to play easy games.
Randy, let me ask you, just brought up Vic and Denver. I want to ask you about what John Harbaugh did, because I think he should be ashamed.
Because everybody else disagrees with
Rob. I don't care. Randy, the game is over.
I'm fine with it.
What are you, a meaningless record that nobody even knew that it was the record. And he tied it. He put his quarterback, who's a running quarterback, in harm's way.
Stop it, Rob.
I don't understand how a coach who's won a Super Bowl is worried about some meaningless record that nobody even knows about. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Talk about leading the questioner.
No, I'm not Brandy's going to give his own opinion. I'm just telling you what I think.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think I've kind of come full circle on the deal, to be honest with you. When I first, the first thing that came to my mind was, how would John Harbaugh even know? And who put that in his ear?
Thank you.
Did it come from the offensive coordinator upstairs? I mean, who keeps track of this stuff, and why is it even an issue? Then I thought, well, maybe I'm okay with that. Let's just see if the quarterback was put in harm's way. Well, he wasn't. It was, like Chris says, it was a safe play. You or I might have been able to run around and fall down. You know, nobody was going to get hurt on that play. But I did think Vic Fangio's reaction was a little over the top. I mean, let's face it. He went to... This is the way they are. This is the character of the Ravens. We all know that not to be true. I don't think anybody's ever said
they've lost so many players to injury, running backs, and they want to win every
sound
preseason
like Vic
game. No, I'm dead serious. I think that there's something wrong to be in that situation. The game is out of hand. The game was over.
I agree with that. I think it's only, and I saw some stats on this. This has happened where one team was up by 10 or more points the last play of the game. It was done one time by the Houston Oilers, and that ought to tell you how long ago it was. It was the Houston Oilers. So, anyway, I don't know. I mean, I just think it is what it is. You know, Denver seems to have, or their coaching staff seems to pick fights along the way of things, and this happened a year ago. Remember when they went to New York and played the Jets and finished the game in some crazy fashion where they were ahead and throwing deep balls at the end of it. And I don't know. I just think sometimes we get caught in our own, we get caught up in our own shadow and we make too much out of things. But, you know, like I said, it didn't put the quarterback in harm's way, in my opinion. Why even thought about it to run a play like that befuddles me.
I don't want to monopolize. One more last thing, just yes or no. If the quarterback did get hurt in that spot, Would that have looked terrible for John?
Yeah, of course, it would have. It would look bad. I mean,
wouldn't that be a terrible look for a coach if you lost your quarterback on that?
Well, it would definitely look bad. But also, Lamar is the guy that cartwheeled in the end zone when he scored a touchdown a week ago.
Right. What if he had gotten hurt? What if he got hurt on that? He did, actually, right? All right, Randy, so let's go to the big game Sunday night, New England, Tampa Bay. I thought Mac Jones outplayed Tom Brady. Do you see that? First of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, do you see this as maybe like a big moment for Mac Jones's development? I thought for him to be in that situation, that environment, and to really play a strong game, 19 consecutive completions, I think this – I'm not predicting he's going to be, you know, the best quarterback in the league or anything like that, but I think he's going to be good, and I think this was definitely a moment he'll look back at and say, yeah, that was when I really took another step forward.
You know, I agree with you. He played well. I think he made progress without a doubt. I think their system made progress in Josh McDaniels, their OC, and the way he progressed throughout the game, I knew that Tampa would come after him in a way that would test his maybe lack of athleticism to get away from stuff. He's hung in there. He made some throws. I agree. Whether I'd put him up in the category of, you know, going to be a greatest of all time, you know, that's another story. That is for another day. But I do think he played well. I think it's all of this we're talking about can be right. I mean, Tampa was a better team. They hung in there and won the game. Mac played good. He completed, you know, 19 in a row. So I think it's all progress. I think he did handle the big stage, but that shouldn't surprise you. That was his strength. I mean, that's where he comes from, with instincts and able to handle the bright lights and all that stuff. So he handled that. I think and I've been one that have been, I thought New England would be better than they are, or at least in better shape than they are now. So we'll see how it works out. They've got to play better on defense, I think, before they're going to be talked about as a playoff team. But I do think Mac held his own, played well. I think he's shown exactly why they drafted him, for sure, and I think that's a good thing.
Justin Herbert had another big game. They really should be 4-0. They should have beat the Cowboys. They had 2 touchdowns brought back. He's got 7 touchdowns, no picks the last 2 games. How scary are the Chargers and Herbert?
Well, I think the fashion by which they did it leads me to believe they are scary. I think the way they came off the ball with both of their fronts, on offense especially, because they ran the ball when they needed to, but defensively, to take the Raiders out of their game. I didn't make much of the comments by Joey Bosa on Derek Carr. I didn't think that was really a thing at all. I don't see Derek Carr being soft by any means, but I do think the Chargers defense came after him, and the way they did it, they disposed of a shoddy offensive line of the Raiders. I just think that San Diego, or in this case, L.A., I guess. I'm falling back in my
myself. L.A.
but I think the style is what has me excited about the Chargers. They're more physical than they've been. And, hey, I spent 10 years there, so I know their people. But I thought they were more physical on both sides of the ball, and that's a big difference for me in what we normally would see with the Chargers. But Herbert's good. I think every week he's getting better. They have some tools around him, but the offensive line really makes it happen for him, and I think they're in good shape there for the first time in a long time.
What about the Cardinals? I'm a firm believer in Kyler. I think they're a very good team. I'm waiting. I'm a little, you know, hesitant before I buy totally in on them. But where are you at on the Cardinals at this point?
I'm good with the Cardinals. Obviously, they're first in points. They're first in yards. But the thing that I'm good most with, and I'm with you on Kyler, I'm waiting for the second half of the season, because as we've talked about, he's a little guy. I don't know if he's going to wear down. Cliff has struggled in the second half with teams at Texas Tech and at Arizona. So there's some second half questions I have. But the big thing that I think they're a little different on is they're 50 in the NFL on defense, getting off the field on third downs. So they have the offense, and now the fact that they're getting off the field on third downs defensively, 32.6%, that's really good. And that's something where I think it's worth noticing. So they're balanced. They can do things on both sides of the ball. Their defense may not be, the 80-85 Bears, but they are good at getting off the field, and that matters. It's about third downs in the NFL. So that's a big positive for me when I look at where Arizona is right now.
All right, that's our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. All right, is Rob Parker about to give the Wolverines and their coach Jim Harbaugh props?
No.
Stay tuned. I couple Fox Sports Radio to find out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are going wild up in here. Rob, do you think the Yankees in trouble? It's early.
It's early, but not looking good right now. It ain't. Cole is struggling a little bit.
Well, he has struggled throughout the month of September.
Yeah, you said that the last couple of games, especially his last few starts, last five starts. So I think they'll have a quick hook if he gives up another run or so here. You don't want to get too far behind, but it's early. And you saw Stanton almost hit a home run. The Yankees got some firepower.
Right. I think it's going to take more than two runs.
Yeah, more than two or three runs. Right, exactly. Right. So you still got some time here. But 2-0. Red Sox are got a man on second.
Man on second, one out. Yep. All right, Rob, don't look now. But the Michigan Wolverines, Rob. Your worst nightmare. They are ranked number 8 in the Associated Press poll at 5-0. I'm sorry, 9 in the AP poll, 8 in the coaches poll, one notch below Ohio State. Do you believe?
I am not a believer of Michigan. No, I am not a believer. Not yet, Chris, because for Michigan, it's about beating Ohio State and getting to the playoff, the college football playoff. That's what Jim Harbaugh was brought there. When he does that, Chris, I'll tip my cap. Until we get to that point and he hasn't beaten Ohio State yet, that's huge. And if they get, and if they're in the mix or they're in that college football playoff, then I'll have to say, okay, he turned it around after a really bad year and things were not going well for him. Would you admit that?
Well, right? I agree that when you're at Michigan and when you're Jim Harbaugh, right, and there's no doubt, when he was brought there, the thinking was we're making the playoff and we're winning national right. championship, or at least we're going to be in the hunt. And they haven't gotten near the playoff yet, or certainly haven't gotten in it. This year, they wouldn't have to make the playoff for me to say that was a good year.
Wow.
No, I mean, if they're number
year
six.
Seven, Chris?
Yeah, but if they're number six, number seven, I got to give them some props for that. If they're that high. Now their schedule's been light. Because Wisconsin, who they pummeled last weekend, Rob, they're 1-3 this year. Right. They're not very good. They beat Rutgers. Rutgers, okay.
They haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah, they really haven't beaten anybody. Washington, they destroyed. Right. You look at the Northwestern, Michigan State. Now, Michigan State's number 11. Indiana, Penn State, number 4. And Maryland, and then, of course, Ohio State at number 7. So they got a few tough games coming up. But they need to beat Ohio State, Rob.
Yeah.
And they need to beat Michigan State, too. That's in 3 weeks.
Both of those are very, very important, Chris. If they don't beat Ohio State, what would that say to you? I mean, that would be unbelievable.
Yeah, because Ohio State's not as good as they have been in the past.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're still good. They're obviously number seven, but they've lost. Yeah, yeah.
And as a Michigan head coach, you got to beat them every once in a while to keep the fan base happy.
Yep. And the thing is, if they beat Michigan State and Ohio State, they probably get into the playoff. Now, again, you got to beat Penn State as well. But if they were to win those two games, Rob, that probably gets them into the playoff, unless they would lose to Penn State. But, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. But I don't know. I've seen them. They don't look like world beaters to me. You know, they're 5-0. They are ranked. Like you said, they really haven't beaten anybody. You know, it's good to see them win, considering they got all my money.
I know that, and they haven't always. They've had some blunders where they've lost to schools that they should have beat, and that's why people were hard on Harbaugh and hard on the program. But I just think we're not there yet. Garrett Cole just got out of the inning there with a strikeout, so I think he's okay right now. I think you have to, Chris, win that Ohio State game, be in the mix, and then I think people will say, okay, it took way longer than we thought, but Harbaugh's got it going in the right direction.
Nah, that's fair. I mean, I give them – yeah, look, even if they were undefeated entering Ohio State and lost, I mean, on the one hand, you could – you know, you finish maybe 7th in the country, whatever, and you feel good about that. But losing to Ohio State, Rob, that you know, I mean.
It ain't going to feel good.
11-1 with the L to the Buckeyes still don't feel good to Michigan. Keep it locked. An hour left. Aye, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.